The alignment describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the people a tremendous kavod. The sites have the heavens. Shemayim can't possibly hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's even the thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a place where he can live on this planet? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. It says in the second paragraph, Matov Manayim, Shiftachayim Reim. What a wonderful place this Beis HaMikdash was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat there with his friends, either means the Malachim, or may very well mean with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came together, and he made it a place where he could rest his Shechina in this bayis. And it was a place of such kavod. It was such a tremendous kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us there by showing us his kavod, by being together with us. Goyim would come and see how wonderful the avoda was, the service was, Amim Har Yikro. But as time went on, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, yet the Natatzes Habayis, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to the Goyim to do what they wanted with it. And the question that everyone then asked was, why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu so upset? Why did he destroy this Beis HaMikdash? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how do you not know? How do you not know why the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed? You brought into it a semel, kinah. You brought into it avodah zarah, and there's certainly no choice but to destroy this Beis HaMikdash. You brought my tzara into it. Lashon tzara, his competition, was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Paitan ends by davening that the eish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to destroy this Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should build walls of eish that should protect the Beis HaMikdash when it comes back. The Paitan here is Menachem Bar Yaakov Chazak. He was written in the 12th century, and he was in Germany in Worms. And I always, when I was looking into this, I was wondering which Beis HaMikdash is the Paitan describing here. If it's the first Beis HaMikdash, so why is the Avodah Zarah? The Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we know there was also Shlichus Damim, we know there was also Gilui Arayos. It was the second Beis HaMikdash, which is the Beis HaMikdash that led directly to where we are today. So it's Sinas Chino. Why? And furthermore, the idea that Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know personally of Midrashim that describe Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Even one Midrash that I'm familiar with describes how they turned from the Heichal to bow to Avodah Zarah, and there was no Bizayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. But it wasn't that the Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash per se. And we know about Yoshiyahu at a time when they put the Avodah Zarah in the doors of their houses. But the idea that Avodah Zarah was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, because of that competition that was set up, that's just not, if it's a Medrash, I don't know it, and it's certainly not common knowledge. I was wondering if we could learn a big lesson from this Kina, and maybe that's what the Paitan's alluding to. The Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. We gladly the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Mora Mikdash. There's a tremendous amount of Mora that you have to have. And it's sort of a problem, right? On one hand, because Baruch Hu wants to come and he wants to live with us. He wants to live and have a home. But we have to recognize it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a tremendous amount of Mora we have to have from that Mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains, the korbanos, mi bikesh dos mi evchem, the mos chaserai. I don't want your stam korbanos. You're trampling, you're coming. It's becoming sort of the in place to be. And that's the mora that a person should normally have in the Mikdash. Maybe that's the Avodah Zarah that he's describing over here. The person will come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he will go through the ceremony. He wouldn't wear shoes, and he wouldn't spit, but maybe, like we have today, maybe, you know, in our little Mikdash Mat, so we have Wi-Fi, we have soda, we have drinks, we have, you know, it becomes the place where we live, it becomes the place where we go, and we spend a lot of time here, because we want to spend a lot of time here, there's a lot of that we can do here, and it's a, you know, my base Rabbanan, base Rabbanan, base Rabbanan, it's kind of our house, But it's very, very hard to strike the balance between the fact that this is a place we want to be, and we are regular human beings, but you have to have mora. It says at the end of the Tochacha, in the brachas part of the Tochacha, before the Tochacha, it says that Hashem says, "Atayel Hashem b'Gan Eden, I'll walk with you in Gan Eden." So sounds very, very nice. Yachol lo tira b'panai, maybe you won't be afraid of me. No, absolutely. You have to still have mora there, even when you're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're always playing this very, very dangerous game, which is the complexity of life, is that we have to, at the same time that we're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the holy place, and He wants us to be with Him, and He understands that we're humans with limitations. Still, there's a certain amount of mora that we always have to maintain. That's what we have to worry about. That's the avodah zarah that we're not allowed to bring in. We have to, when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be with a certain amount, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. We understand that today, this is our Mikdash Mat. It has to be with a certain amount of seriousness, and we have to recognize where we are. We have to be careful about how our Beis HaMikdash looks, how our Beis Knesset looks. Last week I went to Arlington National Cemetery. I never went there before. And I went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I've seen videos before of the guards who protect Buckingham Palace. And I saw it, we also saw the sort of yeshivish guy tries to make him laugh, he's successful. And there's such a thing like trying to make the guards at the palace laugh. There's no such thing as trying to make the guards at Arlington National Cemetery laugh. There's absolutely no such thing. You wouldn't have a havami there. It's such a serious place. When you get close to the place, there's a big sign that tells you just how serious the place is, and it tells you to deposit your gum here. And then you walk further, and you see the guards. And since 1938, I think, every single day, rain, hail, heat, they're there guarding this unknown soldier. I've never witnessed such decorum, such seriousness, and such dedication to kavod like I saw here. If you look at the history of them, there's 21 steps, there's 21 seconds, everything is mamish, very, 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 very specific. And it's amazing to me. When you look at the history of the guards themselves, they're all volunteers. They all want to be there. They all believe in what they're doing because of they believe how important it is. As much as I would complain when the air conditioner in the shul is not working and I'm figuring out where to position my seat and where to move, if you see this, you can see videos of it. It's unbelievable. It's a critique on us. The comfort that we need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very high. And these people are serving basically dead unknown soldiers. And no matter what, they do not even change the little pin on their shoulders. Nothing that's changed about them in 38 years. Not one little thing. And if you dare talk when you're there, if you dare say one word and they hear you, while they're doing the changing of the guard, they will scream at you, and you will be very, very frightened. And to me, that was, and as my son was with me, I said, "This is mamish what Mora Mikdash maybe was supposed to be like." I'd never seen a kavod like that before. We think that it's just like we're here all the time. They give us a break. They just cut us some slack. I think that we too often forget that, when you're near a Kaddish place and there's, I'm not saying take your shoes off when you're here, but we have to recognize that the demands of Mora Mikdash, the demands of a Mora of a Beis Knesset, of a Beis Medrash, are much, much higher than we think. And there's much more that we can do to improve that together, myself included, and as we go towards the Nechama part of the day, we should reflect on I think this Nekuda, especially with cell phones, computers, etc. Our minds are so distracted. You're supposed to be singularly focused on a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you come to a Makom Kadosh. And I think that the best one, what Titan here is telling you, if you want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and you really want it, show that you can understand how you're supposed to act at the Beis HaMikdash. Show some sense that you understand what Kadosh is and the Mora you're supposed to have from it. Thank you.
Yeah.